It's game two of the NL Division Series from D.C. The Nationals trying to even up their best of five series with the Cubs, and Anthony Rendon would give John Lester some trouble in the very first inning.
Left-hander rocks, kicks, and fires, and a swing and a fly ball sliced to the right field corner. Back is Zobrist, way back, it is good, goodbye! Into the Nationals bullpen.
Mile high to left as Wirth drifts back, drifting back, and that ball is gone. Wilson Contreras, a towering home run to left, and we're all tied up. I don't know, Ronnie, this game might be crazy if these balls are going to keep going out.
I mean, when the ball left the bat, it was a can of corn.
And he's just launched to right field. Harper back. Gone. Anthony Rizzo with a two-run shot. And it's a 3-1 Chicago lead. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Lester strikes him out with the bases loaded. What a big pitch by the guy making his 20th postseason start.
Edwards coming set with one out, the pitch. Swing and a long drive, deep to right, going, going, gone, goodbye! He has done it! He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat! Bang, zoom! Montgomery comes set. The pitch to Zim. Swing at a high fly ball. Deep left field. Zobrist back at the warning track. At the wall. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Goodbye! It's a home run! It's a three-run homer for Ryan Zimmerman!
John Doolittle shuts the door in the ninth inning, and the Nationals win 6-3. So Washington does even up this five-game series at one game apiece. Oliver Perez records two outs to get his first playoff victory since back in 2006, and all nine runs scored in this contest come via the homer. Ability of going down two games to none in this best-of-five series, Bryce Harper delivered his fifth career postseason home run, a huge game-tying shot off Carl Edwards Jr. in the eighth inning.
Edwards is pretty good out there, so he's trying to go out there and do the things that I can to help my team win, get a pitch I could drive, and I got one, so got pretty lucky.
We saw the emotion on your face, your reaction. How did that feel at that moment?
Well, I mean, try to be as calm as I can during the game and everything that happens. Once this guy hit that homer, I just let it all loose and busted it out. These fans have been great for us all year long. They showed up tonight, and for us to come back and win that ball game like that, pretty incredible.
Meanwhile, Ryan Zimmerman is the Nationals' all-time leader in round trippers, but perhaps none have been bigger than his three-run shot off Mike Montgomery to put Washington ahead for good.
Man, we've been struggling to score some runs, and our pitchers have been throwing the ball great. And offensively, we felt like we kind of let them down. So to kind of bust out that inning and get on top was huge. Obviously, going down 0-2 is not good.
Timely hitting coming in the eighth inning for you guys. You don't go down 0-2. Now you go to Chicago 1-1 with Max on the mound for game three. The feeling for this team now?
I mean, obviously, a huge win. That's a really good team over there. Obviously, last year, they know how to win in the postseason. And, going down 0-2, going into their place, even with the pitchers we have, would be tough. So, needless to say, big win.
After John Lester held the Nationals' bats in check for six innings on Saturday, the Nats broke out against the Cubs' bullpen in the eighth. Here's the Washington skipper, Dusty Baker.
We needed it a lot, and, I was kind of bewildered because there's not too many teams or pitchers that have held us in check like that, for a couple days. And I just knew in the bottom of my heart that we were going to explode for some crooked numbers, which we've done all year. And the guys had some quality at bats. Anthony got on, Murph, and before that even, we knew Harp was due. And he's known for the big moment. And he blasted that ball a ton. He hung a breaking ball, and that's what you're supposed to do with it. And, we played good defense. it was a good game to watch. It was good game to manage, and especially the fact that we came out on top and tied the series 1-1 now.
Okay. How much did one big inning like that carry over into game three possibly, especially if you're struggling
with
the first
football? Well, it's a daily game, but this is a game of momentum. We're off tomorrow. We take a rest tonight, and then go back at them on Monday, and we got Surge going, which you feel very confident about, and Tanner Roark. So we feel very confident about after tonight's game.
Dusty, you just mentioned the momentum. How much can just that one swing from Bryce, getting the crowd back involved, tying that game? How much can one swing like that, obviously more goes into the series, but just a play like that, wake up the team and get the momentum back on your side?
Well, certainly can wake up the team. It woke up the fans. They were loud. This is the loudest group of fans that I've seen. And, they were into it from the opening pitch, and Gio kept them in it. Then they tied it up on a homer, and I knew the ball was flying tonight because, I didn't think Anthony's homer was going to leave the park, and I really wasn't sure about Zims. I really wasn't sure about, Contreras. The ball was flying tonight, and on a warm night, it carries good hair. On a cold night, it doesn't.
Going to ask what the energy was like in the dugout when you're getting shut down like that and you're not used to getting shut down like that.
Right.
Were the guys still up? Did they still feel like there was one blast in them? Or
well, yeah, the guys were definitely up, but when you got the young dudes in the dugout, waving towels, the older guys weren't going to do that. So the young guys, like I said, from the time we left spring training, the young players, give us energy to the older players, and the older players hopefully give them wisdom and knowledge. And so it's a good combination that we have going on here.
Go ahead.
Skip, that's Adam Lind's first career postseason at bat, and he delivers for you in that fashion.
Who's that?
Lind.
Yes.
Pretty unassuming guy, but you talk about Bryce in the moment.
Yeah.
How critical was that for him?
Well, that was critical because, they're the team. It's an eighth inning. They want to get that first out. And, I've been looking for a situation and a spot to get Linder, in the game because he's saved us many, many times, and he's one of the best pinch hitters around. And, that was big. It was big to put the pitcher in the stretch right away, versus him being in a windup. And he's a quality pitcher. And, I think the crowd, might have rattled him some. I think they might have rattled Lester in that winning when he couldn't find a plate, which is not like him. And so we know we're going into a similar situation, a similar place when we go into Chicago.
Okay. Over on the left.
Dusty, what's it like just to see Zim in that spot come up the way he did? He's had obviously a great year, but also doing it against that team, which he's...
Well, hey, man. We couldn't have him to a finer guy, number one. And... he's a franchise guy here. Bryce is coming on strong. But it's great to have Zim come through in those situations, because he's been known to come through for years and years, you know, especially late in a game like that. And, you know, you could tell he was psyched. And the fans are psyched. Everybody was psyched except probably Chicago people.
Dusty, you were asked before the game when you would know that Bryce is back. He'd been struggling since he came back from the knee thing. Is he back now?
He's on the way. You know, he's not quite back. Like I said, he hung a slider to him, and he deposited an upper deck. And, you know, hopefully that's the beginning. Like I said, the longer that we play, you know, the better Bryce will be, because each pitch he sees, that's leading towards, you know, him getting his timing back.
This division series will shift to Chicago for Game 3 on Monday. Max Scherzer will take the mound for Washington against Jose Quintana for the Cubs.